Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Frank will be joining us later in the show. Uh-huh. Plus, we have to discuss just how huge Black Panther was this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And you know what else people were buzzing about this weekend? Fergie's terrible rendition of the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
Which she is now apologizing for. Man of flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spread?
She did good.
I just thought she tried to put a different twist to
yeah.
it. But the notes were off. If the notes was on, it might have been okay because she was like,
well, the notes wouldn't be on right, though, if she's trying to put a twist
no,
in.
No, the notes would still be
you,
right, boo. Either, the
even,
notes would still
twisted,
be right.
You put the right note, but I think she couldn't hear herself.
No.
You know, and when you try something different, I'm going to just say she couldn't hear herself.
It's when the rock is I was like,
that was a reason to kneel right there. That was a reason to kneel. Everybody should have been kneeling.
Everybody.
Kaepernick stood up and tried to take the mic from her.
Fans continue to call it the worst rendition ever. Fergie is finally speaking out. She says, I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem, and last night I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country and honestly tried my best.
We deal with this every Sunday in the black church. Somebody gonna get up there and try to trick out Amazing Grace and how good God's been.
That's true.
We sit there and we so filled with the Holy Spirit, we shout instead of listening to the notes. Shame on y'all.
But you know, anytime you sing in gospel, Ricky, it's all right.
Yeah, you can
sing.
Right.
Yeah. You can play with it.
And then we would have been in the audience saying, let him use your phone.
Right.
Yes.
Right. All right, well, Fergie wasn't the only thing that sucked this weekend. Anybody by any chance see the Black China tape?
Wow, great. You really gonna open it
let
up
him
like
use
that?
You.
Tuesday, man. So it was a sex tape that showed Black China giving oral sex to her boyfriend, and it was leaked on
Who
Twitter.
Who was that guy?
And the
some boyfriend
she was dating at some point in time.
Okay.
Apparently, she didn't love him. So China's ex, Michi, admits to recording the video, but says he's mad that it leaked. And Black China's attorneys are calling it revenge porn, and they have reported it to the police.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Twitter, they definitely had their way with the video, and the memes was out of control. This one dude thought this cat dressed as a monkey more so, like, you know, showed what China was doing.
She don't like that.
Then one woman took it upon herself to speak for all black women and use the Lion King meme and wrote, on behalf of the black women community, Black China does not represent our game. We would, without a doubt, with all due respect, kindly pass it on to the Asian women community.
You know what? Well, whatever. That man, whoever he was, probably didn't deserve no more than
That's
what she
right.
gave. Okay?
Exactly.
Right. He better be glad she even did it.
But these can't be the skills that got her out of the strip club, into Tiger's mansion, out of Tiger's mansion, into the Kardashian family.
All right, y'all. Well, Kourtney Kardashian is almost the same size as her son. Isn't that right?
What? Do you guys know?
You know she's 97 pounds.
Okay, guess what? No, I gained a pound in 98.
You're 98 pounds.
97 pounds?
Who weighs more? You're a pig.
Since yesterday to today, you know Mason is 62.
Uh-huh. I would have to slap her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when skinny people talk about gaining weight, like when my sister's like, oh, I gained a little bit here, I'm like, I guess I should just kill myself.
Right.
I guess I'm just obese.
Right.
Yeah. Like, damn, you complaining?
Right. Right.
But that's that California thing, man. Everybody's trying to get slim and eating salad. I never see them eat any meat on the Kardashians or whatever. It's always a salad and just...
There was that one time.
Hell yeah. All
right, now, can we talk Black Panther for a second?
Yes, please.
Now, we knew the movie was going to be big, but nobody knew how massive it was going to be. It made a record-shattering $235 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
Awesome. So this makes it the fifth largest opening for a film, not for the month of February, but of all time. It's only behind Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Wow.
Star Wars The Last Jedi, Jurassic World, and Marvel's The Avengers.
Dang, wow. We came out, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm coming.
It's still coming.
Yeah, we came with it, man. And guess who else saw the movie over the weekend?
Ooh.
The one and only Michelle Obama. She tweeted, congrats to the entire Black Panther team. Because of you, young people will finally see superheroes that look like them on the big screen. I love this movie, and I know it'll inspire people of all backgrounds to dig deep and find the courage to be heroes of their own story.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Really, I feel like, you know, normally superhero movies, they inspire little kids. If there were adults who left there feeling like kings and queens and they can accomplish anything. So
it was people going to see it 2 and 3 and 4 times.
Like, this wasn't a movie, it was a movement.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we got to live through it and be a part of it. So,
so apparently you're going today, Portia.
Yes! Actually, I'm super excited because today, all of us here are working with the Phoenix Leadership Foundation in Atlanta to take 700 students to see Black Panther today.
And you know, and we're going to share all the fun that we have with our viewers on Friday. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Panther power.
Panther party.
Well, it looks like Young Thug is taking Diddy's lead. He decided to change his name.
Really?
Last night, Thug tweeted that, I'm changing my name to Sex.
What?
S-E-X. just Sex. And then he tweeted, from now on, just call me Sex.
Sex.
Took my name, man.
Oh, you wanted to be Sex.
I am Sex.
Brett, have you ever thought of changing your name?
No.
Just Brett.
Just Brett or just Shawnee, my real name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Oh, I didn't never have it. I always wanted a nickname. I always wanted to be called Peaches.
Oh, really?
And I tried for Peaches. Yes!
Yeah, Portia, I call you Peaches.
You will?
Yeah, no problem with that, yeah.
You're going to try to bite my peach, baby.
Yeah, damn right. She know what time it is. She know what time it is.
He going to put that peach fuzz on you.
Yeah.
Well, in honor of Black History Month, we're shining a light on the first African-American woman to travel in space, engineer, physician, and NASA astronaut, Miss Mae Jemison. Well, Mae was born in 1956 in Decatur, Alabama.
Hey!
Excuse me, but consider Chicago her hometown.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, you got excited for the wrong Decatur.
I know. Decatur, Georgia, but it's all right.
It's still great. She was inspired because Decatur, Alabama has one of the big NASA space centers right there, Decatur, Huntsville, Alabama.
Yep, so she probably saw that as a little kid.
Absolutely.
Well, y'all, Mae earned her Bachelor of Science degree in Chemical Engineering from Stanford University and a doctorate degree in Medicine from Cornell University.
Wow.
After working as a general practitioner, Mae served 2.5 years as a volunteer in the Peace Corps, spending time in African countries of Sierra Leone and Liberia. In addition to English, she speaks Russian, Japanese, and Swahili.
Wow.
Wow.
I wonder if she wanted to go in space. She'd been everywhere else up
right.
to that point.
Yes.
Where was there left to
she
go?
She has conquered Earth, you know?
Yes. She's awesome. After working as a doctor, Mae applied to NASA's astronaut program after the historic flight of Sally Ride, the first American woman in space. And in 1987, at the age of 31, she became the first African-American woman to be admitted into NASA's astronaut training program. That's awesome. Just 5 years later, Jemison finally flew into space with 6 other astronauts aboard the Endeavour, becoming the first African-American woman in space.
Yes. Aww. Mae Jemison, we salute you. Yes.
Well, Black China, y'all, wasn't the only one that had a big tip this weekend. Some lucky waitress got one from Jay-Z, honey, and we'll tell you all the details next.
Hell no.
My mama.
Welcome back.
you know, I love this story. One of the biggest stars to emerge from the Winter Olympics is figure skater Adam Rippon. So America's basically fallen in love with this guy. And we're not the only ones, because Sally Field's son, Sam, who is also gay, has sort of become very smitten with him as well. So he posted a screen grab of a conversation he had with his mom with the caption, "Just some really helpful advice from my mom on how to deal with my Olympic crush." And in the text, Sally encourages her son, Sam, saying, "Sam, he's insanely pretty. Find a way." Like, basically, your mom's going, "Oh, make it happen."
Yeah, I guess Dorothy Hamill. My mom probably said the same thing to me. It's like, she's gorgeous. You could find a way, little Frankie, call her.
Sally took it a step further and retweeted her son's tweet, but then tagged Adam in the tweet so that he could see that her son Sam is like, you know.
So she's
crush
trying
on
to
him.
Be the matchmaker. She knows. Yeah. She's like, if you could find a way. She thought she found a way by tagging.
To which her son Sam replied, "Yikes." Because can you imagine, like, "Mom, don't handle it. Don't do this. Yeah. It's weird. Like, I don't want you to be my wingman.
I don't want you to push my ass, Mom."
I mean, could you do that with your son? Like, you see a girl and you're like, "Come on, man." You know he's hot for her. And it's like, "Look at her."
Find a way, dude.
Find a way.
Yeah, I guess
you
I
know?
Would. So I guess I would. And he is a pretty guy. I mean, as far as, you know, pretty guys go.
Oh, for sure.
With a great ass and legs. Up next, well, it seemed that everyone was out here in L.A. for the NBA All-Star Weekend. Jay-Z was in New York spending his money.
Well, he's got a lot of money. It's not
well, yeah, I guess might as well spend it.
Why is that news?
Well, it was his friend Juan OG Perez's birthday. He's the president of Roc Nation Sports, so he took a couple of the execs out to celebrate Juan's birthday.
Okay.
So you go out to dinner first.
Of course.
Of course, you're going to pick it up. You're Jay-Z.
Yes, you're the you're
the bill owner. Came to a total of $13,000 for dinner.
Okay.
I mean, how much are blooming onions now? My God, did everybody get one?
That's the kind of celebration we do.
So after dinner, they stopped for drinks at a Mexican spot where he dropped $9,000 drinking his brand of cognac. Also, after that, they stopped at a club called The Playroom where he ordered 40 bottles of Ace of Spades champagne, which he also owns. The server posted the receipt, which totaled over $91,000, including a 15% tip of $11,000. I'm trying to remember the biggest tip I ever got because I was a waiter and I was also a bartender at a rib joint. So I'm not really
Yeah, but you were a horrible
of...
bartender.
Yeah, there's that.
People would order a fancy drink, and he'd be like, "You're getting a beer. I'm not doing it."
They're
not...
like, "Can I get the grasshopper?" It's like ice cream and cream de menthe. No. And I'm like, "Sure, I'll bring him a rum and coke." There you go. That's not what I ordered yet, yeah, is.
Well, moving on, a lot of people struggle with acne, and Lord is no different. And needless to say, it's not much fun.
Now, it also sucks when you've had acne for years and years and years, done all the drugs, tried all the things, and people are still like, "You know what worked for me is moisturizing. Make a mask out of honey, Greek yogurt, and avocado. Coconut oil. The secret is coconut oil." And the very worst one, of course, is when people think you're just dirty. "Do you wash your face?" It's like, "Yes, I wash my face. I'm just genetically cursed."
What, is she telling zit ghost stories around a campfire? So, Heidi, has anyone ever given you unsolicited advice?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on now. You've gained a lot of weight since we started working together. No one said a word.
Besides you?
Oh, besides me?
No, I heard anything.
You packed on some stacks. So, has anyone said anything about how they could help you lose the weight that you can't seem to lose and just keep accumulating?
You know how much weight I would like to lose? About 190 pounds.
Try 215.
215. That's how much.
Fatty, fat.
That's how much I'd like to lose. All right, coming up, Frank, do you remember your 30th birthday celebration? Well, Rihanna just joined the club, and we're going to have more about her birthday celebration coming up after the break.
Dirty 30.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey!
Yes. Now we have to take a moment and wish my Rihanna a very, very happy birthday. She just turned the big 3-0 today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Riri!
It's not just your Rihanna. Rihanna's for everybody.
Yeah, she's mine, too.
But I love her the most.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Over here,
big
I do.
Fan. Big fan.
Well, girl, welcome to the Dirty 30s. Well, in honor of her birthday, she posted this pic of herself yesterday wearing this shirt. I I hate Rihanna.
What's that all about?
I don't know. Well, the shirt had the caption, last day to make a bad decision and blame it on my 20s.
Oh.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Now, Chris Brown also sent his ex a birthday wish.
Aww.
He posted this throwback picture of her with happy birthday, Riri.
Aww.
That is very nice.
That's sweet. I think they're still friends. Are they still, like, friends?
They got to be.
You would think so.
Yeah.
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 Or cordial.
Mm-hmm.
Do anybody in here remember what they did on their 30th birthday?
Yeah, I do. I just had a house party. I just had my family. I really wanted to cancel it. For some reason, I was, like, upset, like, forget my birthday. And my friends and family came over to the house, and they had a cake, and we just were at the house.
Okay.
So it was an impromptu party that wasn't planned?
It really was. I had an attitude, but it was nice. Thanks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Thanks.
Do anybody else? Jared, do you remember your 30s? Because that was, like, in the 60s.
Before Christ.
Like, yes, Dr. King was assassinated. And
yeah.
All that. Gathered by the whites-only fountain. Stories.
And that's the day he drank out of a white fountain. Made history that day.
Got
the white
cups.
Ain't been black ever since.
Ever since.
Mm-mm.
Never came back.
All right, so who's ready for a great deal?
Me!
Well, you know what they say about the best way to get to a man's heart, right?
A booty.
A beat face like yours truly.
A dressing fashionably like me.
No. Food.
That's right. Everybody knows the best way to get to a man is get through his stomach, right?
So do us ladies. Hold up.
Well, that's why everybody's going to be happy with this right here. It's this Copper Cook four-piece cookware set. The four-piece set includes the pan, glass lid, fry basket, and a steam rack. You can bake, fry, broil, saute, braise, and steam amazing dishes all in one pan.
Wow!
Hey, I can make some great fried chicken or french fries.
This cookware set is dishwasher safe, and because of its ceramic tech, non-stick coating, cleaning up is mad easy.
Now, I'm looking at this high-end carpet. I know this is expensive, honey. Carpet is very expensive.
Well, normally something like this would run you guys about $80, but for the Dish Nation family, it's only $34.
$34!
Just go to morningsave.com and get this delicious deal today.
I need a whole set.
It's right there.
Oh.
Well, apparently some people are uncomfortable seeing Jennifer Lawrence naked.
I am not one of them.
I didn't think you would be, but apparently Jennifer, she's in this new Russian spy movie called Red Sparrow, which looks really good, by the way, and she strips down full nude.
Ticket.
And she says she no longer fears nudity because the crew made her feel so comfortable. Here's exactly what she said. Everybody made me feel so comfortable that I probably, at a certain point, started making everybody else uncomfortable because I'd be like, I don't want the robe. I'm hot. I'm eating. Everybody's like, she needs to cover up.
She must have been in the best shape of her life as far as getting ready for this spy flick because she has to do a lot of action in it. And so she had the confidence of just being naked.
Well, and I can tell you this. You know, we've got a wonderful crew here at Dish Nation. As I look around, wonderful, wonderful crew. And I love you all. There is no amount of comfort that they can give me where I'm like, no, I don't even realize I'm naked.
When was the last time somebody that wasn't your significant saw you naked?
Well, the place I go to get my facials, rubs all chest and everything.
She rubs your bare breasts?
Well, I mean, she sees them because she does like a chest, like a exfoliation. And
I've never been to a facial place that rubs my boobs first. It's a facial place.
No, it's my chest.
How big is your face?
Well, the chins are really low these days.
Those are double chins?
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.